Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, 10 minutes now past 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. One thing is for certain, we all need to have transportation. We all need a vehicle to get where we need to go. And car prices are beginning to show signs of leveling off, but affordability is still a big issue for a lot of families. Higher interest rates, insurance, repair costs are pushing monthly payments higher than expected. Joining us right now to talk more about what affordable really means right now, especially when it comes to vehicles, General Motors Car Bravo program head John Fitzpatrick on the line with us right now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Affordability is a big issue for a lot of people, and there are a lot of hidden costs beyond just the sticker price that seem to catch consumers off guard.
Yeah, you know, the price is kind of the starting point. It's also the, you know, cost of insurance. What kind of rate do you pay when you, you know, if you do a monthly payment or a lease? You know, what are fuel costs if you buy a gas vehicle? You know, all those factors are really impacting customers in the wallet, and it's really a question of, all right, how do I, you know, find a vehicle that fits my lifestyle as well as fits my budget?
And it seems like more people are turning to certified used vehicles as an option, right?
Yeah, then, you know, because they're looking for, again, things that will work both for their lifestyle and for their budget. So certified used becomes a great choice for them. You know, they're a fairly newer used vehicle. They have been inspected. They've been reconditioned. They have are meeting a manufacturer's, you know, standard for, you know, for that reconditioning. In our case, 127-point inspection. It's also, you know, backed by usually a warranty from the you know, manufacturer. In our case, you know, we provide a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited bumper-to-bumper warranty. So it gives the customer peace of mind and knowledge that, you know, this is a quality used vehicle.
What are some things that shoppers should be comparing when they're looking at new versus used, especially when it comes to EVs? Because electric vehicles have been around long enough now that we're seeing a lot of them start to hit the used vehicle market.
Yeah, you know, you need to, as a consumer, do your homework. You know, take a step back, figure out, okay, what do I need? What am I using the car or truck for, you know, to just commute daily to and from work? Or is it, you know, make sure I can haul around the wife and kids or the husband and such? So you want to make sure you understand, you know, what you need the vehicle for, and then, you know, what can you afford? Are you looking at it as a monthly payment? And if such, then you got to, you know, as we mentioned earlier, figure in those other factors like insurance and fuel costs and such. So, you know, for General Motors, you know, we're blessed to have, you know, 10 vehicles under $30,000, another 8 vehicles under $40,000. So we have a wide range of choices for customers, either in the new or in the certified used area. EVs are becoming much more prevalent in both areas, both new and used, and especially used. If you remember a few years back, we had the, you know, the tax credit and a rush to, you know, get to take advantage of that tax credit as it expired. And now those vehicles are starting to come back in the used vehicle market. And, you know, they are a great alternative for a consumer, you know, especially those who are just looking for a commuter vehicle. It really becomes, you know, a great alternative because you get tremendous value in that EV. A lot of these vehicles, you know, were, you know, leased at a price that, you know, makes them very attractive to customers today because it brings a lot of technology and a lot of value into the equation. So it's really a good alternative for consumers to think about, you know, and it'll save you a lot of money at the gas pump right now. So, again, something really to focus on.
looking at a deal, you want to know whether the warranty or service coverage is going to factor in. I mean, that can be a big make or break part of the deal, can it?
No, yeah. I mean, nobody wants to buy a vehicle and then, immediately have to go back to a dealer. But if they do, or they have to take it in for service, they want to know, okay, am I going to be covered? In the case of Car Bravo, we have that limited 12-12 bumper-to-bumper warranty. But the great thing about that is that our warranty starts when the original base warranty on that vehicle ends. So let's say you go and buy a two-year-old used vehicle, and it still has a year left on that base warranty. Well, what you'll end up with really is a 24-24 warranty. So you basically are covered for almost two years instead of just 1 year. So really, it's a nice opportunity to make sure, again, you have that peace of mind that, look, if I have a problem, I can take it back to the dealer. And if I'm somewhere on a trip, the great thing about Car Bravo is that that you can take it to any of our 4,000 GM dealers across the country. So, again, it's that reassurance that if I have a problem, I can get it taken care of.
Are you better off buying a car in person or online? I know there's even hybrid options. Which do you advise? Which is better?
Well, I think it's really a comfort level for the customer. With Car Bravo, the nice thing is that we have the ability to do the transaction totally online or totally in the dealership, or which a lot of customers prefer is, kind of a hybrid, as you mentioned. So you could start the process, you can do your credit application in the comfort of your house, you can do a lot of the initial paperwork, but a lot of customers want to, this is, a very expensive purchase for them. They want to put their hand on the car or the truck before they, they actually say, this is what I want. So what's great about it is you can do all that up front, then go in the dealership and then take it for a test drive and make sure it's what you expected the vehicle to be. And then the great news is that'll just shorten the time you have to spend at the dealership and, hopefully get that transaction done very quickly for you.
All right. Some good things to think about. John, where can we go for more information?
CarBravo.com. We have a lot of great inventory on there that you can check out. We also have a lot of tools you can figure out. As we talked about that budget, what can you afford? What does the payments look like? A lot of different things to help you understand the cost of the vehicle and, get you a feel for what's available for your budget.
All right. We'll check it out, John. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.